The city had wanted to train police officers to also perform firefighting duties as a way to get the most out of city employees and cut costs. Ken Hobbs says the fire and police departments will now remain separate entities.
It was tied to our contract and it's not in our contract. We were able to maintain separate police, separate fire. No offense to the police, but we did what was best for the fire department, the citizens, and fire service as a whole. That was to keep us separate.
Hobbs says firefighters made significant concessions in the contract, which includes less overtime and cuts in leave time. He says a provision setting the minimum daily staffing level at 4 firefighters leaves his department unable to attack house fires as aggressively as it would like to. The contract includes modest improvement in dental insurance coverage and some lump sum payments for the 14 current members of the International Association of Firefighters Local and those hired between now and when the contract expires at the end of June 2017. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.